Welcome to this week on Channel 9.
Hi, guys.
And it's
Hold on. Say hi.
Say hi.
It's a little shy.
Okay.
Next time. Hi, everybody. How's everyone doing?
And this is that week.
It's that. Well, it's this week on Channel 9.
1 week on Channel 9.
It is the 1 week on Microsoft.
Yes.
Today is the 1 week. We have one big huge hackathon. This is our project, by the way, guys. Everyone clap. This is, we built this. This is ours.
It's real.
Say something, Robo. We call it Darwin.
Something.
Yeah, no, it doesn't. We put a microphone in case he wants to say something. It won't. But just in case, you know, that was cute. You see, there's a microphone.
Yeah.
There's a little backpack here that has an antenna. Someone can hear it. That's cool.
It's nice.
Yeah, that's a picture from the kickoff of the hackathon. I think that's pretty cool. They gave us this Wuzuela. It's like, woo!
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty fun. Anyway, it's a fun week here. We're kind of busy building a bunch of cool stuff.
Yeah, thousands of people
something
were
something else happening this week, right? What else is happening this week? Nothing, right?
Nothing, so we're done.
You can just go home. Actually, no, it's Windows 10!
Windows 10,
Windows 10 launched this week. It's finally here.
It's amazing.
It's not like you haven't been using it so far, but yeah, it's here.
Yeah, it's not like it was with Windows 8.
No, it's huge, but we've had it before, but it's here now, it's official. Everyone can get it, everyone publicly. My grandma can get it if she wants it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
so
awesome.
And people started downloading it like crazy. We have a counter with the downloads. It's just going up and up and up and up.
So well, speaking of downloads, somebody did the math of how much bandwidth we're using with this, and the prediction is in. We're breaking the internet, or potential to break the internet. Can we say we could peak at 40 terabits per second? From all the CDNs and all the people downloading this, it's
that's
pretty
what
crazy.
We asked the content providers about, with the CDNs around the world, like, oh, we're probably gonna pick with 40, and it picked like at 10 during the first hour, so it's
pretty high.
Yeah, it's
I think it's
high.
The highest. And read this post by Dan, but it shows how we actually are breaking the internet with this. So I gotta say, hey, I gotta use the internet. There's other things other than Windows on the internet. So
Facebook.
You gotta just slow down with the downloads so you can actually get to Facebook and Reddit and all the other cool stuff. That'd also be great. Thank you.
Have you downloaded?
I downloaded it every day. All day long.
I downloaded it too, so don't break the internet.
What's more important than from Windows 10 launch, I think it's just more exciting for me, is the tools.
For me
the
as
tools.
Well. Yeah,
the tools are finally available. So if you have Visual Studio installed, if you don't have it installed, you can get it now, 2015. You can actually get the Windows 10 tools now, and you can start developing for Windows 10 RTM tools.
Yeah, you can start migrating your old projects from previous version of tools. You can start using all these beautiful APIs we made for you based on your feedback. And finally, you're going to have fun with Windows 10 as developers.
Yes.
For 100%.
Guaranteed by Vlad.
Yes.
Anyway.
And... if you're just getting started or you have no idea how to develop for Windows 10 with Visual Studio, we have a good guide for you.
Yes, Soma. Nobody else but Soma has written a really good blog on what's new for the tools for Visual Studio, how to get them. If you already have them, you can just change the installation to add them. They're already available to you in your machine. They're already there. You just have to enable them and install them. And talks about creating a new project, submitting a project to the store. You can do that. That's available now as well. Packaging up for the store. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. And by the way, about the store.
It's available.
It's available.
It's open.
Now
it's
you can
thin.
Submit Windows 10 apps.
Now that's what's really new. Because we've had a little preview of this, but now we can actually start submitting apps.
Yes. We had the Windows 10 previews. We have tools previews.
Yeah.
But the store, it wasn't available at all for Windows 10 apps. I mean, now it's available, so you can build your Windows 10 apps, test them, and finally submit and have it available, make it available for all people. Windows 10, all these millions and
we say
of millions.
A billion people in the next 2 to 3 years. So I mean, that's a lot of installs.
Yeah, it's better to test the application.
It's good. Though Todd talks a lot about the store here. Mm-hmm. And this is actually a really good blog post. Talks about how we've unified the store. It's not just for apps now. It's for music, videos, everything. It's on all your devices. We don't no longer have a Windows Phone store, Windows store. Everything is roaming everywhere you go. It's the same store. What's also interesting about this is that we also have a lot new features to this. So, for example, now you can reply to comments if somebody replies. That was about Windows Phone, not on Windows. Now it's on there.
Yeah, new analytics.
New analytics, right, with what you can do it with Azure now as well. Yeah. And what's also cool about this is we talk about how we're going to actually keep adding, and we have a whole roadmap of all the cool new features we're going to add to the store for developers.
Yeah, it's a huge boss with a bunch of information.
It's a big deal. It is a really big deal.
And
let's go to native.
Yeah, go to native. And talking about everything we shipped this week, another thing we made available is actually a Visual Studio template for OpenGL ES. For those of you who don't know that OpenGL is actually available on Windows for Windows runtime apps, this might be another kind of news. But it's actually about Project Angle. Windows team is working on as well, along with a huge community around this project. And this is actually Angle is actually a Windows. It's a Windows implementation of OpenGL ES. And this week we actually made a Visual Studio template as a cross-platform template for iOS, Android, and Windows. So you can write your rendering OpenGL ES code once and run it across three platforms. This is huge,
It's cool, because we have the Android emulator now in Visual Studio, right? You can write all this native code, they can run in that emulator. So you can actually see your application running on all the different platforms at the same time.
Yeah, we have multi-platform C++ support across many platforms, and so now you can write code once. Yeah, this is all universal platform across many platforms.
This is truly universal.
Yeah. Continuing on that native, but
That's graphics.
Yeah, not
native,
that native,
not really
but
native graphics,
graphics style. We finally shipped Win2D as version
RTM.
1.
RTM.
RTM.
RTM,
yes,
this is official.
That's RTW, it. Released to web, yes. What's interesting
The web is the market, man, come on.
Okay. what's interesting about this project, it's actually the same team that is maintaining Angle from Microsoft side. So it's kind of same people, same manager. So it's pretty interesting, like internally for us. And it's also big. As you probably know, Win2D is a managed Windows runtime library for doing Win2D graphics on Windows. This is big because we didn't have a good graphics library before, like available for Windows runtime
there
applications.
There were several that were open source, some of them, and third party. Yeah.
Yeah, and obviously
they haven't been updated that often.
Yeah. What's also important, it's open source. They updated pretty often.
Mm-hmm. We got an RTM release of Visual Studio. We have an RTM release of this. It's awesome.
Yeah, and actually, a lot of people are is already using this library for their like image processing apps, for even video processing.
It's really cool for using it with effects and the new APIs that we have for effects and Windows 10. It's super easy to add it. You know, there's a couple of sessions from Bill that you should watch, but it shows how in Windows 8.1 you wrote maybe 2,000 lines of code of C++ just so you can do grayscale effect.
That.
Here you can write 90 lines of code in C#, and you can have even better grayscale effect.
Yeah, so this is what Windows 2D is for as well. But the main goal of creating this library is just to basically give you a direct 2D features, but as a very convenient and easy to use Windows runtime API available for managed apps as well. Cool.
Also, continuing with graphics, we now have some more Visual Studio tools for Unity. That's 2.0.
2.0 is a big deal. It's a new, like, major release of this beautiful beautiful add-on for Visual Studio for making easier development of Unity applications, Unity games. So now it's 2.0, more features for Visual Studio 2015. Unity 5 support, obviously, so this is really cool. And if you're doing Unity development on Windows, you should go and download and install it, period.
Now, we have some Cortana news, and if you remember from last show, you said something about if there's Cortana new, there's also going to be a Cortana shirt. Where's the Cortana shirt today?
It's underwear.
I'm
hiding it.
Anyway, Cortana for Office 365. If you're an insider and you have the Windows 10, You can actually hook up Office 365, your educational or your organization account, to Cortana. And you can actually get Cortana to learn from your account and get more smart about your calendar, get more smart about the people that you know, the file that you work with. It's actually pretty cool how we can do all this integration with and be more proactive. Cortana can be more proactive about the stuff that you're doing and knows more about you. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, Cortana is basically will start learning about your Office 365 data, like emails and calendar and people, and she's gonna give you some tips on traveling to different places or interacting with people. And eventually, we're gonna add more features to this integration, so it's gonna grow and make more valuable for you.
Hope we get more stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, picks of the week. What's your pick of the week, Vlad?
Oh, pick of the week.
Of course, it's C++.
Of course, it's C++. Many people from C++ community already knew that Kenny Kerr was developing a beautiful library for doing Windows runtime programming using just a nice C++. So you know that you can do C++ programming for Windows runtime using C++ CX. CX is an extension. You can also, if you don't like CX, you can also do like a pure ISO C++ on Windows runtime. But then you're going to this COM nightmare with a bunch of additional code, and basically for something you can write in three lines with the C++ CX, you need to write like 30 lines with the pure C++. And it wasn't convenient. Some people also would like to use create applications using like just a command line. They would like to control the whole flow of the application. So instead of doing XAML, like creating XAML UI using like this XAML language itself, they wanted to control everything by code and create like controls and visuals and handle all the mouse events and every touch events and everything. With modern C++, now it's possible. So first, you're gonna get all the features of Windows runtime, no limitations. Second, it's gonna be ISO C++. Third, it's very performant. And the biggest thing there, it's very like clean and nice looking code without overhead. So that's really good. And it's, by the way, like header only library. So you shouldn't link like a bunch of additional libraries for that. This is a really good library. I will use it, and
obviously
it
must be good. You're spending a lot of time on this, talking just on this.
Yeah, because this is a
teach
big
me
thing.
More about C++, sure. Vlad. Come on, master.
And if you like Visual Studio extensions, and you do,
it's my pick of the week. Why are you talking about my pick of the week, man? It's my pick of the week. Want to fight and go outside?
Sure.
This guy. Anyway, my pick of the week, as Vladimir very nicely helped me out announce, is the Roaming Extension Manager by the Visual Studio team. Thank you, Vlad. It actually is a really cool extension. It actually allows you to manage all your extensions on multiple Visual Studio installations. So you have multiple dev environment. You can keep them in sync with all the favorite extensions that you have, know which one's installed where. It's actually very cool to use, and it saves a lot of time when you set up new environments. Why are you messing with the little robot?
When you set up your environments.
Yeah, you set up your environments and you don't mess with the robot. And you know, it's just easy to go on with your life and get everything done. I think we're getting to a point. You know, back in the day, like when you reinstall Windows, you have to remember, oh, this is my application, I have to install these applications, I have to find all these drivers. We're getting to a point right now, it's like install, done. I'm back to where I was before the thing. 15 minutes, good to go.
This is my dream.
It's we're gonna get there. We're getting there.
Not every day, but because I'm not reinstalling every day my machine. Fortunately.
Well, we used to.
Yeah, but we used to.
We used to. Anyway, thank you for joining us for this week on Channel 9. Robo, say hi. Or say bye. No?
Say bye.
No, it's shy. And we'll see you next week. Thank you.
See you and thank you. Have fun. Yeah.